USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The Memphis police officers involved in a violent arrest of Tyre Nichols have been charged.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyre Nichols, and they are all responsible.
That's Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving five city police officers. The officers involved in the arrest, who are also black, have already been fired. Mulroy called the incident a tragedy. Former presidents and vice presidents are being asked by the National Archives to check for any classified material they may have. CNN reports the National Archives sent a letter to representatives of former presidents and vice presidents from the last six presidential administrations. This, as we're learning more about the documents found in President Biden's possession.
The latest discovery of classified documents in the home of President Biden dates back to his time in the Senate, which ended more than a decade ago. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says this is too important to be swept under the rug.
All politicians, regardless of party, need to be held accountable for what they're doing with classified documents.
In the case of the current president, Roy says there are questions about Biden's ties to China and Ukraine that could affect foreign policy. I'm Lance Pry.
Top Democrats are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a company they say is marketing a small rifle to children. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused We One Tactical of breaking the law in its advertising of its JR-15 rifle. Schumer said the rifle shouldn't see the light of day, given the epidemic of youth gun violence and mass shootings. New bankruptcy documents reveal thousands of creditors who owed money from FTX. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are two of the major creditors listed in the 116-page document. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A four-alarm apartment fire is spreading in New York City. More than 130 firefighters responded to the complex in the Bronx Thursday evening, where multiple floors were being consumed by the blaze. So far, though, no injuries have been reported. Thursday marks 3 years since Lakers legend Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash along with his daughter and seven other people. Kobe was 41 at the time. His daughter Gianna was 13. Another Western Conference team is getting new leadership at the top.
The Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury will soon be under new ownership. Matt Ishbia, a $4 billion purchase of the majority stake in the two franchises, is expected to be finalized within the next 2 weeks, according to ESPN. A press conference to introduce Ishbia is set to take place in Phoenix on the morning of February 8th, which is one day before the NBA's trade deadline. The NBA Board of Governors is expected to approve Ishbia's purchase with a vote earlier next month. Ishbia is the president and CEO of Michigan-based company United Wholesale Mortgage. I'm Julio Flores.
Fox is renewing three of its popular animated shows for two more seasons each, including with the two more seasons, The Simpsons will have a record-setting 35th and 36th season. Also, Bob's Burgers and Family Guy are renewed for the 2024-2025 broadcast season. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.